or maybe 17, 18, or 19. Yeah. 17, 18, and 19. Shraraya paraya taptam tapastat trividam narai apalakankshibhir yuktai satvikam parichakshate. Shraraya, with faith. Paraya, transcendental. Taptam, executed. Tapa, austerity. Tat, that. Trividam, of three kinds. Nare, by men. Appahala akangshibi, who are without desires for fruits. Yuktai, engaged. Sattvikam, in the mode of goodness. Parichakshate, is called. Translation. This threefold austerity, performed with transcendental faith by man, not expecting material benefits, but engaged only for the sake of the Supreme, is called austerity and goodness. Satkaramana pujartham tapodambena chaivayat kriyate tat iha praktam rajasam charam adruvam. Satkara, respect. Mana, honor. Puja, and worship. Artham, for the sake of. Tapa, austerity. Dambhina, with pride. Cha, also. Eva, certainly. Yat, which. Kriyate, is performed. Tat, that. Iha, in this world. Praktam, is said. Rajasam, in the mode of passion. Chalam, flickering. Adruvam, temporary. Translation. Penance performed out of pride and for the sake of gaining respect, honor, and worship is said to be in the mode of passion. It is neither stable nor permanent. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes penance and austerity are executed to attract people and receive honor, respect, and worship from others. Persons in the mode of passion arrange to be worshipped by subordinates and let them wash their feet and offer riches. Such arrangements artificially made by the performance of penances are considered to be in the mode of passion. The results are temporary. They can be continued for some time, but they are not permanent. Text 19. Mudagrahinatmano yat pidaya kriyate tapah parasyat sadunartham va tattamasam udharitam mudha, foolish. Grahina, with endeavor. Atmana, of one's own self. Yat, which. Pidaya, by torture. Kriyate is performed. Tapa, penance. Parasya, to others. Utsadan artham, for the sake of causing annihilation. Va, or tat, this. Tamasam, in the mode of darkness. Udharitam, is said to be. Translation. Penance performed out of foolishness with self-torture or to destroy or injure others is said to be in the mode of ignorance. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are instances of foolish penance undertaken by demons like Hiranyakashipu, who performed austere penances to become immortal and kill the demigods. He prayed to Brahma for such things, but ultimately he was killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To undergo penances for something which is impossible is certainly in the mode of ignorance. Omagyana timarandasya genanjana shalakaya chakshurum vilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripata Maham Vande Shri Gurundina Tarinam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Vancha Kalpatarubhyas Chakripa Sinnabhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, these three verses are speaking again about austerity. Krishna is speaking in this section of this chapter about austerity. In the previous verses, Krishna was speaking about austerity of the mind, speech, and body. And now he's speaking of austerity performed in a particular mode of nature. Ignorance, passion, and goodness. And in the very beginning of creation, Lord Brahma was sitting in silence and darkness. He was born from the navel of Lord Vishnu. He came from the lotus flower that grew from the navel of Lord Vishnu. And so he was wondering, what is going on here? There is nothing. He was the only living entity in the universe. And so then he heard a word, tapa. And that word was the first word in this universe, austerity. So then he was instructed by Lord Vishnu to perform austerities. He started to perform very long, powerful austerities. And due to these austerities, he became empowered to create all the 8,400,000 different species of life and to receive also the Vedic knowledge, the understanding, how necessary for the living entities in this universe. And that is the essence of life, is actually to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And austerities are meant to please Him. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Sahajagya Prajapati Anena Prasavityadvam Ejavu Swishtakama Duk, that in the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods along with sacrifices for Vishnu and blessed them by saying, be happy by the performance of this Jagya, because it will bestow upon you all desirable things. So the idea is that nothing can be accomplished without some austerity, without some endeavor. There has to be some endeavor and some austerity in order to achieve anything. For example, to accomplish anything great, you know, for example, even to become an expert in any field, austerities have to be performed. Like if you want to become an expert mridanga player, you have to practice. And it's an austerity. To get a good amount of money, to become a successful businessman, it's an austerity. It's not easy to become, you know, I remember when we were selling books on the street, in the early days when I was on the street, when I was a brahmachari, it was very difficult for me. It was a great austerity. But without endeavor, without going through that austerity, no results can be there. To become famous, for example, if someone wants to become very famous, it's not easy. There's always competitors, and they try to push you out with their elbows like that, and try to push themselves forward. You know, I want to be the star, the famous artist or whatever, or actor or musicians. They are like that, you know. But it's an austerity. It's not easy to accomplish anything. If you want to make some promotion in a company, like that. These are all material examples, of course. And even to keep peace in the family and happy in a happy family, you have to be a little austere, you know? Perform some austerities, you know? You have to tolerate and endeavor to keep the peace, to have a happy family life. And even if someone wants to just remain healthy, which is a natural thing to be healthy, but it's hard to keep yourself healthy. You might try to overeat or you don't sleep enough or you eat the things that are not healthy for you. It's an austerity to keep the body fit. You have to do some gymnastics. I am very lazy with these things. Practice some hatha yoga maybe to keep the body fit, you know. So for everything nice you want to achieve, some endeavor is there, some austerity. Mm-hmm. What to speak of becoming Krishna consciousness, the greatest accomplishment is to please the Lord. To become happy in Krishna consciousness requires also some austerity. But in the three verses that we read today, it is spoken about austerity and the mode of ignorance. It starts with text 17. It starts with goodness, of course. It starts with goodness. No, the last verse is about, verse 19 is about ignorance. Srila Prabhupada gave the example in the purport about Hiranyakashipu, who performed severe penances and austerities. He was worshipping Lord Brahma, but he wanted to become immortal and get incredible strength so that he could gain victory fighting the demigods. But Prabhupada says at the end that to undergo penances for something which is impossible is certainly in the mode of ignorance. There was one example of a demon. I forgot his name. And he was worshipping Lord Shiva. And he was also performing incredible austerities. And then Lord Shiva appeared in front of him. And then he gave him a boon. He said, "You can, whatever you wish, I can grant you that." And then the demon said, "Please grant me the boon that I can, just by touching people, make their head explode. The head will crack like that, you know." But Shiva said, "Really? You want that? You really want that? What a silly blessing, you know. But so he granted him that that power, and then the demon immediately turned towards Lord Shiva and wanted to touch his head and to test if it worked, you know. Then Lord Shiva ran off and ran away. And then Lord Vishnu was somewhere on the way. Lord Vishnu was there. He said, "What is going on here?" And then Lord Shiva says, "He wants to touch my head. I gave him the blessing that he could explode someone's head by touching it." And Lord Vishnu said, "I'll take care of that, and just wait." So then Lord Vishnu said, "What are you doing? Why are you running after Shiva? Yeah, you think Shiva is so foolish that he gives you that blessing? It doesn't really work, you know. You know, I think Lord Shiva cheated you." And then, "What is this?" the demon said, you know, "cheating me?" And then Lord Vishnu says, yeah, he is very intelligent, Lord Shiva, you know. So you can try it out, you know, touch your own head and you will see, you know, that it doesn't work. So the demon touched his own head and then his head exploded, crack, his skull cracked, like that. So this is a nice it's a Vedic story, an example of austerity and the mode of ignorance. It's completely useless. And then austerity and the mode of passion is sometimes politicians, they are to perform great austerities to achieve some political goal. Gandhi was an example, actually, because he was fasting almost until death, and just to achieve some political goals, you know. And so he was quite successful with that. But that is not the highest standard of performing penance and austerity. For the, it's not in goodness. So in goodness is explained in text 17, and I would like to read that again. "The threefold austerity performed with transcendental faith by man, not expecting material benefits, but engaged only for the sake of the Supreme, is called austerity and goodness." So we are interested in that austerity. And there is another verse in the Bhagavad Gita, "Yagyartat karmanan yatra loko yam karma bandana tat artam karma kauntiya mukta sangha samacharam." Work performed as a sacrifice for Vishnu should be performed. Otherwise, work binds us to the material world. So this is another verse given by Krishna is "Yat karosi yat ashnasi yat juhosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kauntiya." Tapasyasi, you see the word tapasya is there. Tat kurushva mat arpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. We find also this verse, Bhuktaram yagya tapasam, that Krishna is the beneficial of all austerities and penances. He is the beneficial. So whenever yagya is performed, even yagya is performed for demigods in the Karmakanda rituals, then also it is also immediately Lord Vishnu is there. It's offered to him like that. And so that is the principle. It's also the word austerity means a voluntary things that are not particularly very pleasant to do, but we do them because we know it's for our benefit or for the benefit of others, or for the pleasure of the Lord, like that. And in this way, that's austerity. And penance means to repent. You did something wrong, so now you have to say, it's almost like a punishment. You have to make it up, you know. Of course, Krishna, I turn my back towards you. Noel, I will do some things which are not so easy for me, you know. It's like criminals sometimes, they have to go and sit in jail. We also, we are sitting in a jail in the material world. And so, but the nice thing with bhakti yoga, with this process, is that it's very sweet. In the beginning, it might be a little difficult, but when we become more spiritually healthy, then it becomes very enjoyable. The austerities become actually nectar. And that which is poison in the beginning but becomes nectar in the end. And that is in the mode of goodness. In the mode of passion is the other way around. In the beginning it looks like nectar, but at the end it becomes poison. And in the mode of ignorance is always miserable. In the beginning, in the middle, and in the end. That is illusion, foolishness, you know. So, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and we have to try to please him. And how to please Krishna the most? That is interesting. Krishna gives in the last chapter of the Bhagavad Gita two nice verses. Ya idam paramam guyam mad bhakti swabhidashyati bhakti mai pram kritva mame vaishyati asamshayaha. And for one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed. And at the end, he will come back to me. And then in the next verse he says, Na chatasman manusyeshu kaschin me priya kritamaha vavita na chame tasmat anya priya taro bhuvi. There is no one, there is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. No one is more dear than who? The preacher. He who preaches this message of Bhagavad Gita, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in this world, and in this way tries to help Krishna to bring the fallen suffering souls back to the spiritual world. And there's a nice verse in the Bhagavatam in the third canto, Tikshava Karunika Surida Sarvadeinam Ajata Shatravashanda Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. And that the symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures, and all his characteristics are sublime. And Srila Prabhupada is such a person. And when he came to the West, the first thing he said to his followers is, you are very intelligent, boys and girls. You can help me to spread Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada always said, preaching is the essence. So that is, but of course, in order to become empowered to spread Krishna consciousness, we have to first become Krishna conscious ourselves. We have to work on ourselves. And therefore Srila Prabhupada gave us all these rules and regulations. He gave us the four regulative principles to follow. So this is certainly austerity. Of course, to stop meat eating is not really, for the most of us, not really an austerity. But to be brahmachari, to be a good grihastha, all these things are not so easy. It's austerity. And then there is other principles. Of course, Srila Prabhupada also said, 16 rounds a day keeps Maya away. So that is an austerity. Sometimes it's not easy to chant our rounds, to finish our rounds, but still we have to do it. And So these austerities have to be done. But after some time, the chanting becomes very sweet, and it's not difficult anymore. We want to chant more, and the austerity becomes pure nectar. Study Srila Prabhupada's books. It's an austerity, because every day we waste time, and we have to endeavor and try to save some time for reading. We have to do it, force ourselves, try to get regulated, and save a particular time of the day for reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Because we need that jnana, that knowledge. Because the knowledge will save us. Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iya vidyate tat svayam yoga samseda kalinatmani vindati. In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. This knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism, and he who has attained it enjoys the self within himself in due course. So if we want to have spiritual bliss, we have to attain the goal of spiritual enlightenment and Krishna consciousness. We have to keep reading as much as we can. Learn it by heart even. That's even better. Shravanam is hearing. Kirtanam is repeating what we read. And Smaranam, Vishnu Smaranam, is memorizing what we read. These three things are the beginning of the ninefold process of Krishna consciousness. And also, the basics always, the beginning always, is at the end also there, it's eternal. To hear about Krishna, to chant about Krishna, to remember Krishna and his glories, that is also done when we are liberated in the spiritual world. It will eternally continue. But here, in the material world, is an austerity. It takes some effort. So then another austerity is to study the books and then be a good brahmachari, be a good grihastha. This is austerity. I mentioned that earlier. And then another one is to make ISKCON a better institution. And we have to try to make it a better institution and keep it good standards. And it's a wonderful dream. We can make it our dream to improve it. And that there is hope for the next generation, that it will not deteriorate, that we keep the standards Srila Prabhupada gave. And Srila Prabhupada sometimes said, I gave you a framework, and now you have to dress this framework, build around it, all kinds of projects. Build a Vedic city in Mayapur, that's one project. Another one is the Bhaktivedanta Institute. Another project is mass book distribution, education, Harinam, Sankirtan. There are so many projects, and unlimited art and culture and used for the spreading of Krishna consciousness. And wonderful temples, and good social healthy communities, building community, healthy communities, farming. You can go on and on and on and on, making Krishna conscious movies. You can imagine something, maybe something in your field, in your interest, your tendencies, you know, like that. And go out and preach. That is all austerities. So, all these austerities to please Krishna and please Prabhupada, that will cause the ultimate goal, going back to Godhead. And let's stop here. Maybe someone has a comment or a question. Yeah, if we don't perform any austerities, then the higher taste will not develop, and then there will be, it will be routine, or we take it for granted. And austerity is always, after the austerity, some reward comes. So we follow the morning programs and like that, and some result will come. But if we don't do, if you're too lazy or slacking, then there's not much advancement, and then there can also not be the happiness of Krishna consciousness. Usually, when people become morose or go away, that's because they didn't follow the process strictly enough. So the austerity is following the process. And sometimes it goes easy by Krishna's mercy, and sometimes it's a little difficult, but we have to push. And I think also it's very individual, you know, it's not that there is the same standard exactly for everyone. We have to be consider that also, individuality. Some people might be always there in the Mongol Arctic, some people might not. But it's not impossible. But it's better to follow the highest standard. Definitely results will be better, quicker. And Srila Prabhupada also used to say, work first, samadhi later. Samadhi means trance, enjoyment and spiritual bliss. Work first, hard work. When Srila Prabhupada was there, he used to push the devotees quite much. He used to tell them, "What you finish this. These illustrations have to be done. The book has to be done. The editing has to be ready by tomorrow." Prabhupada, that is impossible. And then Srila Prabhupada used to say, "Impossible is a word in the dictionary of a fool." And he used to push them around. And Prabhupada, I have so much service, I cannot finish my rounds. Then sleep less. Then eat less. He was quite heavy sometimes. You know. So some austerity was there. But he was also very mild. And if you can do it, then do something which is easier. You cannot stay sannyas and you get married again. And you're still very dear to me. And Krishna will love you anyway. That's quite something to be a sannyasi, you know, and then having again some desire, become again attracted to some lady, and then get married again. And it is said that is worse than eating your own vomit. You spit out material attachment compared to vomit. You spit something out, vomit, throw up vomit, and then you eat that again. That's pretty gross, isn't it? So, if a sannyasi becomes a grihastha again, it's compared to that, you know. But Srila Prabhupada said, okay, anyway, if that doesn't work, if it's too austere for you, you get married again and be a very decent householder, and preach, and you will be successful. I bless you, I give you my blessings. You know, Srila Prabhupada was very merciful. So we can be very strict to ourselves, but we can be very mild to others. Sometimes that happens when people become very austere, control their senses, fasting, you know, And then they become a little hard-hearted. So you have to be, you can be very strict and very austere, but be nice to everyone. You know? Don't be frustrated that you're so austere. Otherwise, what's the use of that? The goal is that you're very kind, very humble, very tolerant, very compassionate, very friendly. You know, this is what we want. Very blissful, very happy in Krishna consciousness. And so, and then you can perform some more austerities when you're that happy, you know, then you enjoy doing it. And we go, we have to try a little bit, you know, see where the line is, you know, how far can I go, you know. And of course, if we are under the guidance of we are monitored by some guru or some sannyasi, and you know, we are trained, the bhakta leader, whoever, you know, and then they tell us what to do and we just follow. I remember when I was a brahmachari, whatever they told me, I said, yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. And then later I became a grihastha. I said, well, Prabhu, I think I know better now, you know, what to do. There's some little independence, you know, now, you know. But brahmacharis are not there. That's the austerity. No independence, no own possessions, you know, practicing simplicity. I used to have one cardboard box that was all my possessions. And then they told me, no, you go to Radhadesh. We need you there. Yeah. Okay, Prabhu. I took my cardboard box in Amsterdam and moved to Radhadesh. And then it was a Radhadesh. Okay, Prabhu, I need you in Amsterdam. I need you in Amsterdam, man. Put all my stuff in the cardboard box, about this big, in Amsterdam again. But, and then they said, we want you to go out on book distribution now. I thought, oh, that's nice, you know. But then I found out it was quite difficult to sell a book. And I thought, I don't like this so much. It's too difficult to convince people to take a book, you know. But still, I did it for many, many years, and it was bitter. It wasn't austerity. But I think it's very good. Because then, after that, you have some spiritual benefit. Okay. Any more questions? Yeah. Sudha sattva, shuddha sattva, pure goodness. Yeah. 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 The difference between sattva guna, goodness, and shuddha sattva is that someone in goodness might be still influenced by rajaguna and tamaguna. So there is a mixture, and there's some tendency to be rajastic or to be tamasic. But in shuddha sattva, you become transcendental. The rajas and tamas can't touch you anymore. And so goodness is the platform which brings you to the, which opens the door to the transcendental platform. And to come to the transcendental platform is only possible by pleasing God, Krishna. So therefore, is goodness like that. Transcendental platform. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. It says you're also transcendental faith. with transcendental faith. Yeah. Yeah, transcendental faith doesn't mean you are yet on the Brahma Buddha platform. It is the blessings of the Lord. He gave you that. Shraddha is a blessing of the Lord, that you can believe, that you can, you know, have faith. It's mercy. Of course, it's mercy. It's a miracle, you know. Wow, someone can believe in Krishna consciousness. You know, so many people come here for the tour, and they have a little faith, but they don't have enough faith to join like we did, you know. You know, that is Shraddha. It's a blessing that you were able to believe. Yes, I have to follow this path. I have to join. I have to go and live in the ashram, you know. And every day, or again and again, I follow the process of bhakti and Shraddha, you know. It's a wonderful thing. It's transcendental. It's the mercy of the Lord, you know. And that's only the beginning, you know. After that comes sadhusanga, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, and all the different stages. And ultimately, Krishna prema, pure love of God. You know, it's the beginning, but also it's wonderful. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, right. There is three stages: the offensive stage, the clearing stage, and the stage of pure love. Huh? So, but you can get to the highest stage only by starting with the lowest stage. You have to start somewhere, and a long journey starts with the first step. Huh? And yeah. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go now.